That was some What's Wrong Tohei from the album What's Wrong Tohei. Ladders is the name of the song. I'm just going to say, I think Chris Riffick apparently said about this already, I haven't tried to play any music off my space in about a month now, and I just try it, and you get dead air. Dead air, nothing but dead air. You try to like cue them up in this stupid playlist, and then it doesn't play, and then the thing just goes. Remember the old days when you press play and it plays. MySpace, I am done with you. I will tell you what else I played in that set. I played some White Lung, I played some Beelines, I played some Pizza. I played that. Twin Crystals, I played some Muscles, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. There's a program, and now it's time to switch into the live music part of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Real Boys.
Songs called Wanna Make $5. Yeah, if we're playing this.
On air!
Sean Dare.
Hey, we're Real Boys. This song is called Shit Show.
CITR, hello.
Yo, Ben.
Hello.
Do you want to introduce you guys, yourselves, I guess?
Hi.
To to the people out there in Radio Land.
Hey, I'm Everett.
I'm Steven.
I'm Drew.
My name's Liam.
We are real boys from
Abbotsford, British Columbia.
Are there a lot of fake boys out there, or what's going on?
Yes, we had to differentiate between the fake boys and the real boys.
And the junior boys.
And the real girls.
And the strange girls. Boys.
You guys are from Abbotsford, all of you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wag. Yep.
And what's happening? What's happening in Abbotsford these days?
Lots of different things. We're all from different bands from Abbotsford. I play in You Say Party, and Liam and Everett play in Ono Yoko, and Drew plays in GSTS.
GSTS. So is this sort of the outlet band for you guys? Or, you know, just something to do on the weekend? Something to do on the weekend?
No, something to do on the weekdays.
Something to do on the weekdays?
So I don't have to work. This is actually my job.
Sweet.
They actually pay me to be in this.
Awesome. He's just a sick soul. So when did you guys get first started?
April?
Today.
No, we got started in April.
Around. Started this as a solo project.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was going to say.
Do you want to tell?
Oh, yeah. Well, I started this as a solo or like just like a side project from Ono Yoko, just like more garagey stuff, and then just kind of assembled a live band, and then it's kind of just taken off from there.
It's kind of become an outlet.
It's become an outlet. And this is, you said it was this back in April?
Yeah, that was, I think, our first band practice.
Yeah.
Have you actually played any shows yet?
One. In Abbotsford.
In Abbotsford? Whereabouts?
Yeah. At Everett's little sister's birthday party.
Seriously?
No. There was a new house in Abbotsford called the Foster Fun House, which replaced the Fun House, which last fall was in like the newspaper, like nationwide, for it was like a venue that knocked over some dildos at a sex shop and it got shut down. And then so this house sort of opened in that absence, and we debuted there. It got shut down last week because of a noise complaint.
So is house shows a pretty popular thing in Abbotsford?
They're a necessary thing in Abbotsford. Yeah. It's about the only venues that stay consistent.
Nothing's popular in Abbotsford.
Like, are there bars that you can play? Well, I mean, Stephen, back in the days, where do people play?
Mostly house shows and basements of churches. Yeah. That's where You Say Party got its start. And there have been bars here and there, but they don't last either.
Right. You know, so what happened to the basement of churches? Is that still an option? Or?
No.
No?
No, what I happened? Don't know any youth pastors that will open up their basements anymore. Too many churches got wrecked.
Oh, yeah?
You know, because you can't stop the suburban kids from drinking in the parking lot. That's
right.
You know, kids need their juice.
Yeah. That's too bad. Real Boys Live on CITR. You guys got another song to play, and we'll come back and chat a bit more.
I like that.
Yeah. Whale?
That's not the song is called Whale.
You're like a whale in the water.
CITR. So, Stephen, being the most veteran member of the band, do you just tell them what to do? Oh, I'm way older than him. But I'm not in a band. how's the dynamic of, like, do you or just hang out, have a good
time? He's asking how it feels to be our uncle.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, damn. I definitely am aware that I have more wrinkles than the rest of these guys.
Not true.
More pubes.
But, you know, I manage to keep up with their energy for the most part. It's a lot of fun to play with these guys. I mean, they're all super talented and super dedicated players. It was the first thing I noticed when we got together in the jam room that nobody was messing around. Nobody was, like, everybody was there exactly because they wanted to be. It was like nobody needed to play, you know,
he just likes
Stairway
playing
to Heaven to yeah. prove that they could play Stairway to Heaven. Awesome. It was like, are we here to learn songs and play? Yeah. Yes, okay. And that's been really great. I mean, that's the best part. You don't find that too often in younger players.
He right. just likes playing with little boys.
Real little
boys.
You can't help what Drew says, right?
Well, Drew should never have been introduced to the Band 42 and Davey and Troy, but anyways.
You don't know me.
Anyways, it's a side story. But did it make you feel like when you first started, just playing?
Yeah, definitely. This band has that a lot of that same energy that You Say Party, We Say Die had with the Dance Squad EP, and that is exciting for me. I mean, with You Say Party, there was a lot of there was a transition from record to record, you know, and that was really good in terms of songwriting and in terms of what we did with touring. But my favorite era of the band was the very beginning with the high energy dance punk.
Yeah, as the band is doing a guitar rock poses behind you.
Yeah, yeah. If only there was like a live like webcast of this too, so you could see that.
I know. Well, actually, you know.
So you can
there
see may be.
It's a secret. It's a secret camp. Can we decide you really quickly about You Say Party? There was a Much Music Video award.
That's right. Yeah, we just won an award.
Yeah,
It was. It's not ours. And yeah. I got in trouble from a friend for taking credit for it. Like You Say Party wins Much Music Award. It was Director of the Year, and so I got to be honest. Like the director Sean Weinstein, he went to India. He directed it. We basically pulled a Picard. We were just like, make it so.
Yeah, that's good though. Yeah. It's still cool. Like.
I'm really proud that our song inspired him to make that video.
So, was he in Toronto to meet? I don't know who hosted somebody.
Nobody from our band could afford to fly. Yeah. We didn't go.
Did the director like that?
He lives there, so he just went. There, so,
yeah.
He also did the monster video, the one there where Becky was Red Riding Hood in Prague. So, I mean, he's got like a golden handshake with Factor where he just walks in. He's like, I'm going to this country to film this video.
But did you watch it? Did he actually go on stage?
No, it was on the red carpet. I don't have Cablevision.
Oh, okay. So I wonder, like, it was like, you know, did he get a prize from the guy from Simple Plan or something? I don't know. Like, you know.
That'd be a good question. I don't know.
Have you seen the video, Ben?
Yes, I have.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's great.
In detail?
In detail? Yeah, it's good. It was fun. For what it looks like, yeah. I'm not really a connoisseur of videos and such. Yeah.
He's a connoisseur of like video.
Do people even... Because people don't even make that much video these days. You know, it's not really popular.
I mean, they're mostly for watching on YouTube. Yeah. That one actually got rotation on Much Music.
Right.
Oh, no. And Yoko music, actually just finished a music video.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What is it about?
It's really bad. It's not very good. It's all right, actually. I like it. I kind of like it.
Because I don't even know if bands have... Yeah, because I wonder if the big band... Like, do K-Fire do videos? Or do...
Yeah, they just did one with Spike Jones.
Yeah, see, I'm the wrong guy to ask. And Much Music shows video now.
Well, that's why they have all the, like, secondary channels. The secondary extra.
The only one that I do watch is much... There's the Much More Retro.
Yeah.
And it shows videos from the 70s to the 90s.
Yeah, those are good. Do you watch AUX television?
I don't have it, but I'm aware of it. I've heard of it.
Yeah, because it shows videos and documentaries.
I think AUX is trying to be sort of like what Metro Music used to be in the 90s.
It's what we need in this country.
So, but I don't get it. I don't have it on my...
No, me neither.
I think you get it if you have Shaw. Or I think it's on the internet. Must be. Anyways. But another about music video. Are you guys going to do video? Your boys? What would you do?
We already have all five videos done for our songs. They're all directed by Spike Jones.
And the theme.
And Kevin. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin.
Shit.
All of them.
Oh, shit, are we dead?
Real Boys on CITR.
Stip Dog.
Dude, it's pizza sub.
This one's called Good Chorus, guys.
It's called Schlipding. Oh, it just...
Yeah.
bit here. What are you guys planning for summer? Just in general.
Well,
your house.
Awesome. You got the invite.
To your grandparents' house and your little sister's birthday party.
My little sister is pretty close to you guys.
Onoyoko just
right on the mic.
Yo, can you hear me? Onoyoko just released an EP, 7-song EP, called Pop Off, and it's on our Bandcamp and iTunes for like $7. This summer, starting July 1st, we're gonna go to Edmonton and back with our friend Teen Days.
Oh, nice.
And the kickoff show is gonna be also our CD release show, which is July 1st at the Cobalt.
Nice, July 1st.
With
that's
Humans, Kingdom Cloud, and Metal Mother, which is an all-day like barbecue kind of thing. It starts at 3-ish or something.
Where's the barbecue? Just right at the outside of Cobalt.
Yeah, it's the back of Cobalt.
Oh, nice.
And then GSTS just started working with Jeff Wall, the Vancouver artist photographer.
Okay.
And we're starting to shoot with him all throughout July at the Wise Hall. And we just finished recording in February our first full length. And we recorded that with Purity Ring, the producer behind Purity Ring, Corin Roddick. And we might be going out in August with Onoyoko.
Oh, nice.
Just for like a short little run together, yes. To be best buds.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So, but is the album out or the recording?
No, we're holding off on the album for a little bit just because we want to release it at the right time and when we feel is right, because we're not playing shows right now or anything like that.
Are you just taking a break in this?
Yeah, just taking it slow because like this photo shoot thing that we're doing with Jeff Wall, it's like not a photo shoot. It's just like a piece that he's doing that he needed a band for. So we're not playing shows right now as much as we're just kind of
how long
hanging
is
out.
It? So it's going to
we don't know yet. It starts on July 11th and it could go as like it could go until September.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
But yeah, it's nice because it's
like, do you have any idea what it's about?
Oh, he's pretty humble and secretive about what we're doing. Like we know what we're doing, but like we're not really sure what the whole vision of it is yet. We'll find out.
They're gonna look like a band. He hired a band.
Yeah. Right.
To answer your question, what's Real Boys doing this summer? We have two shows in July. July 19th. It's Higher Learning at Library Square. We're playing with Peace. It's a Tuesday night. Which is when you're getting your start in this town. That's you play Tuesdays, right?
Yeah, that's how it works.
And so we're playing Tuesday night at Library Square, July 19th.
Right,
and then two nights later, July 21st, we're playing the Jam and Jubilee Festival out in Abbotsford, which is in Jubilee Park downtown. Onoyoko and Yusei Party both played it last year. It was like our Yusei Party's coming back out show.
Right.
But they don't allow the same bands to play like 2 years in a row, so we had to start this one to get on that bill.
So what is the festival? I don't even know, like who else plays. Is it is it every year pretty much? Or what?
I know that We Are the City is playing it this year, and it's mostly like local Abbotsford bands,
mm-hmm.
and like you know your average mother who's a vocal coach who sings jazz standards to entertain the general community.
Your mother.
And then that piggybacks an indie festival that goes on a little bit later at night. So that's how we end up playing it.
Right. And the crowd.
Sings jazz standards.
And the crowd is just the people that are pretty much people from Abbotsford mostly? Or
from around the area? It's a whole range of the community.
Mostly from Hope.
You'll have old people and young people mixing.
Sounds like a picnic and barbecue thing going on.
It is a great barbecue, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good time in the park. So I really enjoyed it last year.
Very nice. That sounds good. And I'm sure more house parties.
I don't think we're actually going to do anything else this summer except for those two things. Because as you heard, all these other bands are so busy.
Right. That's true.
So we'll see. We might do Shindig in the fall.
Yeah, and Liam and Everett actually don't go to house parties because they're straight edge. So they don't like it.
One more thing we might do. We might put out like a single. We've recorded and we'll probably put out a single in some late summer, early fall.
And put it on Bandcamp and not MySpace because...
Yeah, that's right. It's going on Bandcamp. No, we'll try and do proper 7-inch, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess this, if I could segue into the next song with that, we have a demo of a song called Vacation that's up on realboys.bandcamp.com. And you can listen to that demo of this song. It's called Vacation. And we're going to put out a better version this fall.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Real Boys on CATR. Here.
Thank you.
Real Boys on CITR. Not with a Z, though, just S, right? Like regular.
No Z. We
no Z.
No Z, ever.
And no Reels. Reels Boys. I don't know. And it's just spelled the proper way. Proper way. Yeah, what is the band? So the Bandcamp site is just the same spelling as well?
Yeah, realboys.bandcamp.com.
Awesome. There's no other I guess it's not a... Yeah. I thought maybe there would be a band name that with that same name, but maybe not. Probably not.
I asked around. I was like, anyone ever heard of a band called Real Boys? And everyone's like, nope. So I was like, all right, we're in the clear. I was like, there's got to be some crust punk band from somewhere in New Jersey called Real Boys. And
It was originally Real Boys of Guatemala, but we took out the Guatemala. Don't know why.
I don't know why. Because I thought maybe it could be a hip-hop band, Real Boys. But with a Z, though. It could totally be with a Z. It'll be like
Boys
Real...
to Men.
Yeah.
That's right. Cool Boys.
Fresh Real Boys to Men.
Real Boys to Men. Yeah. Someone asked me if it just now on Facebook if it's a Pinocchio reference. I want to be a real boy. So I was like, no. No, it's not that.
Yeah, it is. No, maybe it is.
No, oh, maybe it is. Maybe okay, we're going to stay mysterious on that answer.
Yeah. You'll never know. Actual mystery.
All the songs are lies. I don't know. Is that what? Is that the reference? Oh, all the songs are real? I don't know. I don't get that reference. I don't get that reference either. So, anything else you want to add that you want to talk
Tell
about?
Tell them more about Pow Pow, because I just listened to this new Ono Yoko EP. It just came out on Tuesday. It's the first day of summer. And it's really good. And more people should know about it and buy it.
If you want to look it up, it's spelled P-A-U space P-A-U. It's like Paw Paw. It means grandmother in Chinese.
Ah, okay.
Our bassist Nick is half Chinese. And the only word he knows is Paw Paw. He says it like a true Chinaman.
Bow.
What?
And
he knows bow, and he knows
milk,
he knows hungry.
He knows I'm full.
He's a
hilarious
guy.
Right, that's awesome. Like, how long did it take you guys to do it, to record it? Or?
It took us, like, since November.
Really long time.
Yeah.
It took a really long time, but...
How come just you want, you're working out, just...
Yeah,
you
we got never had really any free time, and it was kind of just like...
Well, we just graduated high school, like, a minute ago.
Yeah. So what are your plans after high school then? Have you figured that out yet?
6 months off and just do band stuff.
Yeah.
Chill out for a bit and then probably go back to school eventually.
Yeah. Awesome. Like real boys.
Yeah, just like real boys.
Just like real
boys. They're gonna grow up.
Just like.
Did you read the article that GSTS did in CITR's Discorder last month?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. See, I just want to point out that I'm surrounded by.
How did they get in Discorder? That's my question. Oh.
Oh, dude, hey, man. Oh. Hey, how did you get on CIDR?
I just want to point out that I'm surrounded by some real high caliber musicians. Yeah. Like, these guys have way better bands than this one and anything I've ever been in. Like, you know, I just want to say I'm happy to play with these guys. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's.
They've got really great bands, so, you know, I appreciate anyone that's listening tonight. But check
is
out
there,
their
stuff too. Are there any other bands in Abbotsford that's going on right now?
There's a band called Bertha Cool, actually, that play out here pretty often. They're doing really well.
Yeah, yeah. They played on 24 Hours.
Yeah, did they come out for that?
Yes,
cool.
They did. They play it. Yeah, it's good. They play at like 10 in the morning.
Oh,
that's good for them.
Good for them.
Yeah, that's good for them.
There's been a lot more bands coming out to Abbotsford. Anna was just out. And
Hospital Blonde was just out.
Yeah. Right. Greenback High, which I think is a side project of
The Jolts.
The Jolts and the Jolts actually came with Greenback High, and it's like it's got Rob Wright from Vicious Cycles in that band. Greenback
Troll
High
Road went out there, right?
So or bands are coming
been
out.
Been out there already.
Yeah.
Troll Road came out.
Yeah. So good times.
We're gonna try and get Beelines and Grown Ups to come back to Abbotsford.
If anyone in Baptist is listening, I really want them to come.
Well, and then there's going to be the Fun 100 show.
The Fun 100, the hand show that we've been waiting for our whole life. It's been very difficult to get those two bands, Hughes and Dick Brothers, to return to Abbotsford. Yeah. I mean, they've moved away, Vancouver and Calgary, and, you know, Abbotsford's not a place that's necessarily that fun. I like it, but I know why they left, but we're going to try and get them back at the end of this summer to play a show.
Yeah, which I'm sure happened, but...
We'll see. Fingers crossed.
Sounds fun. Real Boys on CITR. You guys got more songs?
We got one more song.
Awesome.
It's called Wilderness.
The wildest things start to grow. Then the to go. See them show their flowers.
CITR Real Boys Bandcamp.com is where you can hear a song from them, and hopefully we'll be more coming. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you.
And check out all the other bands that you guys are in. Ono Yoko, GSTS, Say Party. And yeah, coming up next, Ochre with Punk My Life. Thanks, Irene, for doing sound.
Thanks a lot.
And again, Real Boys, have fun. Say bye back to Abbotsford. And until then, until next week, let's play some 400 because the reunion show is going to happen when the Canucks win the cup, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking with my hands.
friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Math. you dip, breathe if you put your hand up on my hip. When I dip, I dip, breathe if I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, breathe if you put your hand.